I mean, anything you think is impossible, it's only impossible because you think it's impossible. And because you aren't using the spiritual side of yourself, you're just trying to use the mechanical side of yourself. You're not unleashing that incredible power. There's only one thing that every religion on earth agrees with. There's only one. Every religion, they'll kill each other, everything except one thing they agree on. The F word. Faith. Real faith. Absolute inner certainty. Sense of guidance. But you can't get that unless you do the homework, which is to see it, feel it, experience it, see it, feel it, experience it, and have a higher reason to achieve it. Now, I started teaching this process. And in the first year I taught it, I remember one of the first classes I ever taught, there was this one woman, she's an attractive blonde lady, but she didn't seem honestly to really be using all of her faculties. She was using her physical presence to get attention. And so she did the process and she showed me her goals, and one of her goals was to make, I think the first time, $25,000, no, it was $100,000 in the next 6 months. And she had no plan, right? And she never made more than $25,000. And I was gonna pull her aside and say, look, get realistic, you know? You don't have a plan, you don't have a direction, everything. And I thought if someone had told that to me, I wouldn't achieve, so I let her alone. 6 months later, we had the program that we had. She came back to the program. She made $100,000. You know how? She won the lottery. True story. So she tells the story in the training before we do the goal setting process. She says, but I didn't ask for nuts. So the next, she says, I'm gonna get $250,000. I'm thinking, I still to this day have never played the lottery, I just don't believe in it. But she says this, she tells everybody she's gonna do this. She writes it down, she does it. A year later, she makes $250,000 in the lottery. God strike me dead. So she tells the story again. This time somebody else goes, this girl thinks too small. So this couple from, Detroit, thank you, somebody knows, from Detroit, they say, we're gonna win $1 million. But remember, they visualize it, they see it every day afterwards. They really believe it. So I start getting phone calls from family members of their family upset with me saying, I'm the devil. They're telling everybody they won $1 million, they haven't won anything. And I thought, oh no, they can't be telling people that. But the bottom line is, within a year, they made $1,000,001 on the lottery. Absolute true story. And they became pretty famous, obviously, in our network, right? Now, I'm not telling you this for the lottery because I still don't believe in that. I'm just telling you, you have no idea what happens when your brain gets totally certain. It finds the way. It's like Roger Bannister running a 4-minute mile when no human had done it in 1,000 years. He didn't do it by running more. He did it by having it so real in his mind that it happened.